From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. The defense ministry said the separate operation rather includes warplanes from Russia's aircraft carrier, which recently arrived in the Mediterranean. Russian media say the airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State militants and fighters from the Nusra Front. In Washington, the State Department strongly criticized Russia for the new attacks. Meanwhile, Syrian government aircraft renewed barrel bomb attacks on the city of Aleppo. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump.
I still don't feel responsible for what the president-elect says or does, but I do feel a responsibility as president of the United States to make sure that I facilitate a good transition.
President Obama. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and his vice president-elect Mike Pence Tuesday discussed key appointments in their new administration. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. Media reports say retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions could be named Secretary of Defense or Attorney General. Steven Mnuchin is Trump's campaign financial chairman.
We're working on the economic plan and the transition, making sure we get the biggest tax bill passed, biggest tax changes since Reagan. So a lot of exciting things in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency.
Do you have any announcements to make about your position?
No,
have you been offered a job yet?
Not going to comment.
Trump has more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as he prepares to take office January 20th. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. House Republican Conference convened leadership elections Tuesday. Republicans easily renominated Paul Ryan to be their leader. In January, the new Congress will confirm him as Speaker for his first full term. As Republicans presented a unified front, House Democrats met just down the hall and showed disunity. A leadership election was delayed until Thursday. At least one representative plans to challenge current leader Nancy Pelosi for the top leadership post. The election of Donald Trump is casting a cloud over the conference of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is to deliver a speech at the convention in Morocco on the importance of fighting climate change. President-elect Donald Trump, during the recent campaign, vowed to rip up the Paris Agreement on climate change. Trump's election is also expected to overshadow the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, which is scheduled for later in the week. Many leaders are concerned about Trump's opposition to the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, which still has not been approved by the U.S. Congress. Egypt's top appeals court has quashed a death sentence against former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Edward Uranian reports.
Egypt's Court of Cassation overturned a June 2015 death sentence against former President Mohamed Morsi in a case relating to his breaking out of prison during the country's January 2011 revolution against longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak. Five of Morsi's associates also had their sentences reduced in the case. Morsi will continue to serve 20 to 40 year sentences in three cases. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila addressed Parliament Tuesday, one day after his government resigned in accordance with an agreement that keeps him in office until elections are held, which are scheduled for 2018. His 45-minute speech was punctuated by frequent applause. An opposition group is demanding the president step down. Mr. Kabila warned that he cannot allow the country to be taken hostage by what he called a fringe of the political class. Kabila said he would shortly appoint a new prime minister to lead the DRC to elections. Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador have put in place a joint security system to better overcome crime, gangs, drugs, murders, and illegal migration. The leaders of the three Central American countries met Tuesday in Honduras to start the initiative. It will allow security officers of the countries to better coordinate their actions. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.